This is a true story. Imagine it's been a long mediation session and he's firing up again this long statement about how he doesn't think this is fair and she doesn't deserve all the things she's asking for in her proposal. She's heard this before and in fact one too many times, and she starts to stand and then she says out loud, "That's it, I've had it, I'm getting an attorney, we're done here." At the exact same moment he utters, "But I agree with everything that you've asked for." This one interruption almost cost them everything. Welcome to the Pro Se Divorce Podcast, where you can learn how to turn mediocre mediations into major successes. My name is Tom Davis, and I'm a certified professional divorce mediator in Denver, Colorado. I've helped thousands of clients over the past two decades reach success rates and outcomes that are significantly higher than what is typical. In each episode, I will share valuable insights, practical skills, and tools you can utilize right away to improve your mediation outcomes. And I'll serve as your guide through the potentially confusing process of divorce. Better days are coming, starting now. Interruptions during a divorce mediation can disrupt the flow of negotiations and cause tension, especially when emotions are already high. In pro se mediations, both parties represent themselves without attorneys, and therefore, there's an extra burden on the parties to be able to communicate effectively, and not everyone has had training in how to do that. So that's why this episode is here, is to help with that a little bit. Understanding the psychology behind interruptions can help both the person interrupting and the person being interrupted to respond in ways that lead to productive dialogue. Let's start by breaking down some of the common psychological reasons why interruptions even occur. 1. Urgency to correct perceived injustice. In divorce mediation, each party is keenly aware of the stakes, such as custody, finances, or property allocations. The person interrupting may feel that what is being said is unfair or untrue, leading them to jump in to correct the record immediately. So, for example, if I don't speak up now, the mediator might believe them, and that's not fair to me. 2, emotional overload. Divorce often brings up unresolved emotional issues. Interruptions may occur because the person feels overwhelmed by feelings of anger, frustration, or anxiety. This can lead them to lash out or speak out of turn. For example, "I cannot listen to this anymore without defending myself." 3, fear of losing control. In pro se mediations, the parties need to trust the mediator, and sometimes that's hard when there's a lot of things that they're dealing with. And so they're in a heightened need to attempt, or feel like they need to attempt, to control the conversation. Interruptions are often a way to regain control when a person feels like the conversation is slipping away from their narrative. For example, if I don't interrupt now, I'm going to be losing control of what's being decided here. Understanding these motivations behind interruptions helps us to reframe them not as disrespect, but as emotional responses to the pressures of the negotiation. Knowing this can help lead to more thoughtful responses from both sides. So for the person who does the interrupting, this is for you. If you find yourself interrupting during the mediation, it's important to realize how this behavior affects the negotiation process. Interrupting can escalate tensions and lead the other party to shut down or become defensive. However, by recognizing your urge to interrupt and using a more productive strategy, you can keep the discussion on track. Here are a couple of ways that you can use to manage your impulse to interrupt. 1, just pause and breathe. When you feel the urge to interrupt, take a deep breath instead. The other person's statement isn't going to define the outcome of the entire mediation, and you'll have your chance to speak when it's your turn. Writing down your thoughts instead of saying them can help reduce the urge to interrupt and keep your place for when it's your turn to speak. For example, "I want to address that point, but I'll wait until they finish." 2, ask for clarification instead. So rather than interrupting in the heat of the moment, wait for a pause and ask for clarification on something you feel needs to be addressed. This way you contribute to the conversation without derailing it or overtaking it. For example, "Can we pause for just a moment? I'd like to clarify something that was said earlier." 3, acknowledge the other party's position. Sometimes interruptions come from feeling ignored or dismissed. And you can use questions to help lower the defenses and keep the negotiation respectful. So you can say something like, I understand where you're coming from, and I'd like to add my thoughts when you're done. 4, use reflective statements. When you feel the need to jump in, redirect that energy into reflecting back what the other person has said. This shows you're listening while also preparing the ground for your own input. Example, so what I'm hearing is that you want to keep the house because it feels like the best way to provide stability for the kids, correct? By managing your need to interrupt and replacing it with active listening and thoughtful responses, you contribute to a more productive mediation process. If you're the person who's being interrupted, this part's for you. Being interrupted, especially in a divorce mediation where emotions run high, can feel frustrating and disrespectful. However, recognizing that the interruption often comes from a place of emotional or psychological pressure can help you respond calmly and effectively, turning it into an opportunity for clarity. Here are a few tips on how you can handle interruptions constructively. 1, stay calm and just don't take it personally. Remember that the interruption is likely a reaction to the stress of the situation and not necessarily a personal attack. Keeping your cool will prevent the situation from escalating and allow you to address the interruption more effectively. For example, I understand this is important to you, but I'd like to finish what I was saying and then we can address your point, I promise. 2, acknowledge the interruption. Rather than pushing back immediately, acknowledge the other person's interruption and offer them a brief moment to express their concern. This shows that you are listening and can reduce the tension. For example, it sounds like you have something important to say. What would you like to add before I continue? 3, redirect back to your point. After giving the interrupter space to speak, gently guide the conversation back to your point. This allows you to complete your thoughts while making the other person also feel heard. For example, hey, thanks for sharing that. Now let me finish my thought and then we can explore your idea further. 4, turn the interruption into a productive moment. Use the interruption as an opportunity to clarify misunderstandings or ask questions that lead to better understanding of both positions. This turns a potentially negative interaction into something that can benefit the negotiation. For example, I can see this topic is important to both of us. Let's just take a moment to explore it fully so we can find a solution that works for both sides. By handling interruptions with patience and curiosity, you not only keep the mediation productive, but also demonstrate respect and openness, which can encourage the other party to do the same. Interruptions during a divorce mediation often reflect deeper concerns, whether emotional, psychological, or related to some specific negotiation topic. Understanding why these interruptions occur allows both parties to view them not as obstacles, but as opportunities for deeper understanding. For the person who interrupts, learning to pause and reflect before speaking can keep the conversation productive. For the person being interrupted, responding with calm and curiosity can transform a disruptive moment into one that advances the mediation process. So for the interrupting party, practice active listening, ask for clarification respectfully, and reflect on the other party's point before offering your own. I hear your concern about the finances. Let me add my perspective after you finish explaining. For the interrupted, acknowledge the interrupter's concern, but gently steer the conversation back to your point. I can see why that's important to you. Let me finish my point, and then we'll explore that more. All this can be a lot to remember, and just know that you're not on your own. In the mediation, the mediator is going to be there to help facilitate and navigate these communication issues. And just do what you can with these. And if you can remember to apply these at different points, it will help you and make the conversation a little bit more productive. But the mediator is going to be there to help you as well. So you're not alone if you need some support with these things. So such was the case in our opening example. The couple had been very tense with each other, almost both on the knife edge of looking for any real provocative point to drive them to the attorneys so they could avoid the frustrating work of trying to get through this themselves. And so when he had started up again with his statements about how this is not going to work, you know, for him, she couldn't hear it anymore and had made up her mind to get the attorney. And all he was doing at that moment was saying, I just want to go on record as I don't think this is what I was hoping would happen. I don't believe you deserve these things, but I believe it's fair and I'm done fighting. I agree. And because she interrupted him at the last statement came out, it just sounded like the same old tired points again. And she missed the part where he said something different that last time that he agreed. I had him repeat that phrase to her as she was getting ready to leave. And she was genuinely shocked. She said, I did not hear him say that. And then she sat back down and we quietly worked out the remaining terms of the agreement. And we were able to turn that into a big win for both of them. That one interruption almost cost them everything. But because of the techniques that they ended up employing and that I helped them with, they were able to keep things on track after all. All right, so in our next episode, we're going to explore the hidden power of asking questions. It's like having a superpower that you can use throughout all the different phases of your mediation and on into the rest of your life. You're not going to want to miss that one. This has been Tom Davis. Thank you for joining me today. Remember to protect every accomplishment you make together, and that setbacks are just wins in the making. Stay positive. The Pro Se Divorce Podcast is a production of Family Synergy Mediation. The information in these podcasts are opinions only and should not be considered legal advice. Visit myfamilymediation.com to learn more.